JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this is a follow-up. Yesterday we heard the tape of Blackie Parrish, of John Stamos being drunk, mm-hmm. being interviewed on TV. And here he is now, the day after.
It just kind of infuriates me. I mean, I love David. I'm proud of his recovery and stuff. But, you know, what the first thing they said to me was, like, are you like David Hasselhoff? Do you need to go to rehab? And I said, no, I'm not like David Hasselhoff, and I'm not in that same situation.
Uh-huh. He sounds sure different than that TV interview he was doing.
Yeah. I agree.
And what's this one? This is a fast one.
Everybody wants to be loved.
Thank you, George.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
What is this one that says Reggie Bush likes pretty feet?
Gotta have good pretty feet. Got to. For feet, don't look good. That says a lot about her personality and I think, you know, how she carries herself.
That's why I like Rosie O'Donnell.
Hey, Mike, you just won $64,000.
Congratulations. Thank you.
We pride ourselves on being the show that never has any good guests. We may break that next week. Who's that cat, the CP guy that won the last Comic Standing?
Oh, is it Bell?
Yeah, well, we've played his stuff a lot.
Yeah,
Johnny, what's his name?
Josh Blue.
Josh Blue.
That's the guy.
Very good.
We'll have him on next week. And I think Mike the CP Comic will be calling at the same time.
Oh, good. So we're going to have two CP Comics on at one time.
Wow. Dueling CP Comics.
And they are both very funny guys.
Excellent.
Also, Monday, I know this will happen because we're going to hook up through our friend James Brown. We'll be talking to Tony Dungy from the Indianapolis Colts.
Whoa, that's fantastic.
Frank Caliendo's coming by in studio next week.
We have wanted that for a long, long time.
Jim Gaffigan's coming by next week.
Love him.
John?
And Stanley on Thursday.
Stanley, oh,
Stanley,
great.
The comic book guy.
No, the guy who does my shirts.
Hey, I'll share the money with you. Okay. How old's Stanley now?
Stanley is, I believe... I think he, 78, 79 years young, my...
Unforgettable. Stanley.
Jackie Chan.
In every way.
Oh, I am Stanley.
Stanley, the guy.
My name is Stanley. I invented Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. He's a good at everything he can. Spider-Man.
I web you. Now you get the apartment.
That's the golfer. Hello, Danny.
Danny?
Danny.
Danny Noonan?
You know, that is the guy that I play golf with, though. You know, not Stanley, but Danny Lee.
Yeah, I know. You told me. What does he always say when he beats you?
That's the golf. That's the golf. It's a blast. It's a blast, you Korean son of a...
All right, here we go. Here we go. Buzz, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We've got a guy on the telephone, yep. Carlos Morales. Hey, Carlos.
Hi, Carlos.
Carlos, are you there?
Hello.
What line is he on, guys?
Four.
Oh, sorry about that. Hello, Carlos.
Hi, how you doing?
Here he is. Here's Carlos Morales. He has a website called atheistagenda.org. And,
yes, sir.
The reason that we're interested is that he has a problem, a program, rather. It's Smut for Smut, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Where you bring down your Bible and you turn in your Bible and you get some porno.
Yes, either the Bible or any other holy scripture.
Now, do you do this out in public or do you have a place where people go? I would imagine this would cause quite an uproar if you did this in certain locations.
Well, actually, we do this at the University of Texas at San Antonio.
I am God.
Yeah, we've actually done it a few times already,
and
campus does give us, or at least the dean and everything else, fully backs us.
Why? Why?
I am God.
Understand the fact that you're an atheist. Our newsman is as well. Why is it though that you don't want people to have the Bible and give them porno instead?
Well, I mean, first off, we thought it'd be pretty funny. To be quite honest.
Okay, so you did this as a joke.
Oh, it's a good...
Well, no, only part of it. We also wanted to make a statement that pornography isn't what hurts society. Rather, it's holy scriptures that condone things like slavery, killing, the raping of women.
I am God.
All right. Okay, so...
Why do you favor rape?
So they do this on the University of Texas campus, right?
University of Texas in San Antonio, yes.
San Antonio, and have you gotten a lot of heat from, Christian students?
Well, actually, last time that we did it, there was a protest group run by a number of Christians, and they would hand out pamphlets that actually said that rapists and murderers all watch porn, so if you watch porn, you're going to be a rapist or a murderer.
Hmm. Here's a question I have for you. Will you take any Bible, no matter what condition it's in?
Yes.
And would I get porno that is equal to the value of the Bible, meaning if I have a dog-eared Bible...
A Bible that's really in horrible shape.
Would I be able to get good quality porn for it?
Absolutely. Basically, we have a wide range of pornography. They're all magazines, though. I mean, it goes from, you know, kind of softcore Playboy all the way to S&M magazines.
And it's all, is it all first edition new stuff?
For the most part, most of the pornography is new editions.
Because I have to tell you, Carlos, when you're talking about porn,
magazines,
really, especially magazines, yeah. You know, previously read is just not acceptable.
Now, I know it's probably not going to.
Yeah, no, we never handed out any previously read, especially if they had
okay.
Sticky pages.
And right, this is not going to float your boat, but what if I wanted to trade in my Bible for some gay porno?
For some gay porno?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You have that.
We did have porno magazines that were for homosexuals.
Well, now, aren't you one of those guys that thinks that gays are not right? You know what I mean. He's saying all that other stuff, misinterpreting all that other crap from the Bible.
Right.
I was just wondering why homos got a pass.
Well, they didn't. He said he would have gay pornography for you.
Oh, well, that it seems to be a contradiction, is what I'm saying.
Why?
Well, I've seen lots of guys like this who say that, you know, if you read the Bible, homosexuality is a sin.
Right. He's against
the Bible.
He's dissing the Bible.
That homosexuality is a sin.
Obviously, I've lost my place. Obviously, I have.
Right. I was very confused for a moment there. Do we have to get Alan Burns' book out again?
Let me just grab the concept again.
Yeah, please.
The concept is that you don't like the Bible.
Being an atheist,
I do not like the Bible, yes.
Okay. All right. And my original question was if I brought a crappy Bible, I would get good porno.
Yes, you would get porno.
Then you asked him about gay porno, and that's when you lost your place.
And I did gay, right, okay. Right, so, right. So anyway. Well, I'm obviously bored with you. Buzz, what do you want to say to him?
This Bible's for porn. How late you open?
Excuse me?
I'm saying, how late do you stay open? Are you still doing this?
Yes, we do it as a end-of-semester type thing, basically, to get some relief during the end of semester.
Some relief, get it?
Why don't you like the Bible?
It condones things, heinous violence against women and
children. But hold on, Carlos. Seriously, I mean, don't you have people that would tell you that the Bible's, you know, as it's interpreted, can be interpreted many different ways, and the Bible in many cases gives people a lot of comfort. You don't, do you have a problem with people that, you know, might find a little comfort in the Bible?
People finding comfort in the Bible is merely cherry-picking things in the Bible, though, that they find to be right.
Well, the people that do the bad things you're talking about, don't they cherry-pick, too?
Not really. I mean, many places in things like Leviticus, it actually says it's okay to stone children if they don't obey you.
But, I mean, what I'm saying, you're talking about cherry-picking, so you're talking about taking a segment out of the Bible that you talk about, like mm-hmm. you're doing, and then you're talking about people that, you know, find comfort in it, they're cherry-picking, too. Well, isn't that, you know, that's really how I've always looked at the Bible, is you know, it's the way you interpret it. And there are people that can make it out to be something horrible, and there are other people that can make it out to be something that, well, they didn't really mean it that way.
It's a really good summer read.
You read it often, don't you?
I read it at the beach, Mike. Right? Mm-hmm. It's good beach reading.
Right. I read it before every round of golf that I play.
You're in Texas. Why hasn't somebody tried to kick your ass over this?
That's a good question.
Actually, no. There has been no violence for the most part. That has been, you know, there's been no death threats or anything like that that have.
You obviously, I mean, if you're an atheist, you know, the whole thing about religious tolerance in this country.
I am God.
It seems like you're going a little bit. You're going one step further to almost try to antagonize people that are Christians. Is that true?
No, I'm not trying to. Make fun of any Christians at all. I'm merely saying that the concept itself of Christianity is absurd.
You're pissing off God. You know that, son.
I'm picking on God?
You're pissing off God. You're pissing him off.
There is no God.
Carlos, what if you do? And this is a totally hypothetical, okay? I know what your beliefs are. I know you're an atheist. But you die. You know, you get old and you die like everybody else. You get up there, and all of a sudden, you know, you do see the light. And you're traveling up the light.
This is absurd because there is no God. There's absolutely
right.
no
You're not going to play along.
Forgive me.
You're pretty up for an atheist. You're pretty uptight.
This is the great thing about God, though, that God will take a turn like this. God will take a turn like this and say, even though you don't believe, come into the light.
Yes, I'll forgive you.
Do you do Christmas?
There is no God, so I'm not going to answer this hypothetical question.
Yeah, well, I know you're not going to
do that. Do you celebrate Christmas?
Do I celebrate Christmas? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I do not.
Did you come from a kind of a normal family background?
Your mom? Yes, I came from a Catholic family background.
And
when did the priest first touch you?
I never had any priest actually touch me.
Are your mom and dad still together?
Yes.
You have a loving relationship with your parents?
Yes, for the most part.
Do you mean?
You know what? They're mad at you for doing this, aren't they, Carlos?
Are they mad at me for doing this?
Yes. And please, Carlos, don't answer a question with a question.
I'm sorry. It's just I'm having trouble hearing you.
And I'm having trouble just,
okay, anyway,
just keeping it up for this conversation. I
got to
be honest. It's Friday. You suck more than a Hoover vacuum. I'm sorry. It's not your beliefs. It's just your content.
Bye.
That's it.
You know, if it was like a Thursday, maybe.
Enough.
Get away Friday.
Thursday, we could at least have a good little fight with the guy.
True.
And you know what? And I got the impression about halfway.
I apologize
halfway,
for losing my place there.
Well, I can understand why that happened.
Jesus.
About halfway through that conversation, I got the impression that Carlos was just, he was acting out.
Maybe so.
And you know, that's the type of guy, even though I believe he's a loving and forgiving God, mm-hmm. he will just F with that guy when he gets to heaven. He'll say, welcome to the light, but then
he'll take that big God basketball and throw it at his chest and go, gonna cry?
Uh-huh.
That's what he's gonna do.
He's a loving
catch
God.
It, little girl. Catch it.
You little girl? Little girl's gonna cry, Carlos?
Who's the tough guy now? Who's giving away porno now? Huh? Yeah. You come into my house and F with me, Carlos?
He'll do that thing in Casino where he takes, like, the saw out, you know? You want to stay in heaven or do you want to keep your fingers? Stay in heaven.
Or he'll do that thing when they get the phone, where they beat Don Rickles over the head with the phone.
Exactly.
Why did you? Where's our phone? Where's that phone sound effect?
That is a nice little concept of God, you know, eventually letting him in after he breaks him, after he succumbs. You know, because it really, if that scenario does take place, you know, you never know what's going to happen with old Carlos.
Really?
You really never know.
I'm glad we have all of this machinery with all of these digital sound effects that make it so easy to find one of our effects we're looking for right now.
Isn't it great?
You know what I like best?
The modern age.
Watching your hand shake.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to shake your hand sometime.
You boys today.
Well, there it is.
There it was.
Hey.
So, you boys need to take a nice long soak together.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. So here it is. He gets up to heaven and he goes, you're the guy.
There you go. What do you think of that? Smart guy. Smart Carlos. With your stupid porn for Bibles. Stupid crap. What do you think of that? You know who I am? I am Yahweh. I'm the man, the maker, creator of heaven and earth. There you go. There.
I am God.
There. Take another one.
I am God.
There it is. Now get in there. Get in there and think about the mistakes you've made on earth.
Think about it.
Get in there, Morales.
You better think about it, Carlos.
Because he forgives.
He forgives after that.
Uh-huh.
He's got to have a little playtime.
I see.
94.5 KSMB.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I'll just be your secret lover. I like rape.
Somehow that just segued into the Chris Hansen show.
Uh-huh.
Chris Hansen show. Starring Carlos Morales.
I like rape.
Oh, sorry.
Smut for smut.
94.5 KSMB.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go. I will go till you tell me to stop. I like rape.
There it is. That's
like
tight, baby. Very tight.
Okay.
Tight, bright, out of sight.
Okay. Let's regroup.
Yes,
right.
Let's do.
Group. I know we can do. We come back. Oh, we can do our Morgan Freeman. We come back. Oh, good.
Well, that's pretty appropriate.
I agree. That's good timing. Buzz, you should be around for the next segment.
He is not happy about that last caller.
I bet he's going to throw a phone at you.
Take that, Carlos.
Hey, give me one more jingle there, Rob.
All right, ready to go.
Okay, you got one?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
When the sun shines on the mountain.
What the hell is that?
Hold on, that's going to Paloma Blanca. Give me the...
It's a short one.
I like rape.
When the sun shines on the mountain and the night.
Well, you never know what that Chris Hansen show is going to be giving us.
Wait, it's a good part, please. It's
a new way. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. I will go till you tell me to stop. New moon, hey. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
What do you like?
I like rape.
All right, now everybody sing. Sing.
Una paloma blanca.
Thank you, Rob. That was worth the wait. Slim Whitman.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
I forgot Slim Whitman. That's good stuff.
94.5 KSMB. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
I will go till you tell me to stop. I carry a gun everywhere I go. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
I will go till you tell me to stop. I could probably teach you a few things, like, you know, some positions and moves. I like rape. We are
family. He's a chatty Cathy.
He sure is. Oh, he has his slug line, though, doesn't he?
His catchphrase.
Seems to have his catchphrase.
Okay.
He seems to be known for that.
The customer's always right.
Holy Carlos Morales.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.